Hello and welcome to the Meta Podcast, the podcast that talks about podcasts. In our today's pilot episode, we will discuss podcasts with you.
Newsflash.
We are your hosts, Elena.
Hello.
And Alina.
Hi.
And of course me, Pia. Compared to radio, podcasts have a short history. Podcasting is rooted in the early 2000s audio blogging, so the art is still considered very young. But that doesn't mean the field is devoid from any interesting fun facts.
Have you guys ever wondered where the name podcast actually comes from?
I don't know.
So the thing is, podcasting was actually named after the iPod. So it was something that Apple came up with. And it was something that Microsoft was kind of pissed about when podcasts rose to popularity, because it was this kind of new technology, this new medium, and people were thinking of what to call it. And they had things in mind like audio blogging, guerrilla media, or something like that. But somehow podcasting is what stuck with the audience and has ever since. And since then, it's been what people have been using to describe the medium.
That's actually quite interesting. Do you know a person or a famous celebrity that actually popularized podcast a lot? It was Ricky Gervais. I don't know if you heard about
him.
He's a British comedian who was like the original Michael Scott from The Office, and he roasted a bunch of celebrities at the 2020 Golden Globes. I still love him for that, and I love watching it. After the success of The Office, he actually saw the potential of podcasts in helping grow his fan base. He started to release his own podcast regularly, and by February 2006, he held the world record for the most downloaded podcasts. The Guardian reported at the time that the Ricky Gervais Show averaged more than 260,000 downloads a week. During its first month, this stat got him the most downloaded podcast spot in the 2007 Guinness World Book of Records. Whatever people may think of Gervais, his cringe comedy, there's no denying how podcasts become the popular medium they are today.
Yeah, definitely.
I would have never thought that. But let's get back to what would you think would be like the leading country for podcast consumption? It's actually Sweden. I would have never thought that. According to surveys, Sweden topped the list of 54 countries for podcast consumption. A grand total of 47% Swedish respondents indicated that they listened to a podcast in the last 12 months. Some of those people actually didn't even know that they were actually listening to a podcast. For example, they were listening or watching a podcast show on YouTube. I mean, they did beat the UK, US and Canada and Australia. And in those countries, only a third of the respondents said that they listened to a podcast in the last 12 months.
Wow, that's pretty interesting. And fitting to that, what do you guys think is the most famous genre of podcasting?
I think I would guess something like comedy, because I feel like there is just a lot of comedy-themed podcasts.
Well, I'm not quite sure if I would agree with that. I mean, I would just go with true crime because I love it.
Yeah, to be fair, 100 points to you, Elena. It is definitely true crime. That is the most famous genre. Well done.
That's great to hear, because actually I've listened for the first time to a podcast. And it was a true crime podcast. I guessed I just typed in something in Spotify, and I did choose Crime Hub. I remembered the name. And I have to say, I was never interested in podcasts, but because of being sick, I was trying to find something new to get me like going and not be bored all the time. And the genre true crime was like the one that catched me overall. And it was really cool. I did listen to two different ones. I chose different podcasts, and I also tried comedy, Alina, but I have to say it's not my thing at all. I didn't even laugh. I'm not quite sure if I'm just like not a person for comedy, but I have to say that I couldn't stick with it, and I was just like bored after the first 10 minutes. So yeah,
I totally agree with you, Elena. It is definitely true crime for me as well. True crime is just, I don't know, it's so interesting to listen to other people's murders and not my own. So let's hope that won't ever be a podcast, because I would be very scared. One interesting fact is actually that I listen to true crime, or the podcast I listen the most is called Unsolved Murders, or Solved Murders, depending on what mystery I would like best. At that point, I listen to it while I try to go to sleep. And that is maybe not the best idea, I just realized. But hey,
it's calming.
I mean, there's just this monotone voice in the background trying to fall asleep. And but what does happen a lot is that I fall asleep to the intro and wake up to the outro, so I don't actually know who got murdered and who was the murderer in the end. But I don't know, does that happen to you as well, that while you listen to podcasts you space out a lot?
Yeah, oh yes,
totally. I mean, that is the reason, I guess, why I don't really like true crime podcasts as much. Because when I listen to a podcast, as you said, I sometimes zone out or I fall asleep depending on what I'm doing. So if I listen to a true crime podcast, then I don't really understand what's happening, or I'm not listening to it, and then I have to go back to things because I didn't understand it. So true crime as a genre, I think, is interesting, but not in the podcast medium, or at least not for me. And personally, I like to listen to comedy more, or like just easy conversations, something that you can zone out of and then come back to it without really missing the important stuff. So yeah, for me, podcasts is just something that I have in the background, and I actually can laugh from comedy podcasts if it's like people that I find just charismatic and that I just enjoy listening to. So yeah, I definitely think I have a different listening habit to podcasts, but I guess everyone can listen to what they like, and there is just a lot of podcasts out there for everybody.
I mean, podcasts are not 100% perfect, but you have like different genres and variation that offer you and offer everyone else something. So, I mean, we are the living proof.
Yeah,
say that.
Yeah, I think this is like the perfect trio to talk about podcasts, because let's be honest, we all have different opinions. We all appreciate different things about podcasts. And we're definitely going to talk a lot about it. So I hope you listeners agree that we're a pretty good bunch to talk about it. And I hope there's going to be something for everyone.
Yeah, so unfortunately, we've already reached the end of our pilot episode. We hope that you are enjoying what you've heard so far, and that you can sometimes agree with us, sometimes disagree, because we have a lot to talk about in the next episodes. We're going to look at different types of podcasts, dive deeper into some genres or in some special podcasters, whatever there is. And I hope you will join us in the coming weeks. Leave us a review and rate us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or anywhere else that you can listen to podcasts. We're happy to see you then, and hope you're with us for the next time.
Bye.
Bye.